Good morning from Vancouver, British Columbia. As we broadcast live this morning, we are inside the Georgian Court Hotel in downtown Vancouver. It's Kev Calloway here this morning. Thanks for joining us. We're going to tell you lots about what we've been doing, going to make up stories about what we're going to do, but we'll fill you in as we go through all the way till midday today. We are Newcastle and the Hunters, 2NURFM 103.7. 2NURFM 103.7, Friday morning in Australia, but Thursday afternoon in Vancouver, British Columbia, where we are today on our Canada-Alaska tour. Thanks to our sponsors, Hello World. In fact, we've shacked up in the boardroom of the Georgian Court Hotel in downtown Vancouver. I've got to say, it's a bit rough. There's only about 48 cans of Coca-Cola and lemonade and apple juice and tomato juice, and we've got stuff everywhere, but no red M&Ms, so we'll have to have a little chat to the management about that. We have already, of course, underway. We flew over on Monday and arrived into Victoria on Vancouver Island, and we've just had a fabulous, fabulous time so far. It really has been such an eye-opener. One of the people that we've actually picked up along the way, and she said she was going to make this trip so memorable for us, but I think somehow she's going to have a hard time forgetting us altogether, is the lady who is coming on our tour with us. In fact, one of our tour guides, her name is Marlene Delly. Marlene, I'm going to say good morning, although it's good afternoon to you.
Good morning. Good afternoon. I'll say them both.
Say them both. Marlene has, now at the moment, I must say, Marlene's been a wonderful guide. She's been we've actually got two buses, and she's been telling us all about Victoria, Vancouver Island, Vancouver itself, Canada, and then I said, good, I want you on the radio. Oh, I couldn't do that.
No, I couldn't.
No, but you're doing, look, you can. Lovely stuff. Marlene, you are a Canadian, of course.
I am,
and
yes.
You are from Vancouver?
I was born in Victoria, moved here when I was two.
Oh, okay. You're an islander.
It's called BC Grown.
Oh, BC Grown.
Yes.
Very good. So tell me, how did you get involved in the tourism side for Vancouver?
Accidentally.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was tour guiding at a botanical garden here in Vancouver, and someone approached me and let me know there was an organization in the city, and I ended up starting to tour around the city. And it's been 5 years now, and it's been the best job I've ever had.
And what's been the best tour so far?
Oh, absolutely.
This one?
No, you don't even need to give me the hand gestures. I happen to agree that, yes, you have been the best group ever.
Ah, goodness gracious me. Now, so Vancouver, you now live here.
Oh, yes, I do.
And I found Vancouver to be such a clean city. It is unbelievably clean.
I don't get it either, because I never see the garbage trucks or anything. There's street sweepers come by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just no idea.
It's clean. It's extremely friendly.
I'm glad you think so.
Hello. I tell you what, you're welcome. How many times have we heard that? And they mean it.
Well, you're probably hear sorry, sorry, sorry a lot. we have a reputation of doing that.
Must say, it has been an interesting experience crossing the road here, because we all think, oh, no, we'll look right. No, got to look left. And then when you're on a corner intersection, I have been a couple of times almost skittled, because I've just been completely lost, looking the wrong way. My brain hasn't got into it yet. But the drivers are so polite. They wait for you. You can jaywalk and they wait for you.
Yeah. It's a nice thing.
It is. And yeah. No horn blowing.
No, we don't like it.
We need you guys to come to Australia. We'll teach you how it's done. Well, we're going to have a little chat with Marlene off and on throughout the afternoon. She's volunteered to stay here with us. Thank you so much for doing that, Marlene. We'll come back and have a chat to you shortly. And we're going to have a few other guests coming in as well. So if you're stick around this morning in Australia as we cruise the afternoon here in Vancouver. We are 2NURFM 103.7. Good morning. We are Newcastle and the Hunter Valley's 2NURFM 103.7. Friday morning in Australia, Thursday afternoon here in Vancouver, British Columbia. It's heading for, well, almost 9:30 in Oz. It's heading for 4:30 in the afternoon, Thursday, Arvo, here in Vancouver. Kev Calloway here this morning till midday or so. We've been over here now for a couple of days, and a couple of people came along with us, which is quite a treat, actually. A lady called Malia Simpson and her offsider Anthony, and I have forgotten Anthony's name. Anthony, thank you. Amalia and Anthony are actually from Foxtel, and they're filming everything we do. And as we speak, we are being filmed. I've got a microphone wrapped around my head. I've got one shoved up my shirt so we can go to his as well. And sitting next to me is the host of the Foxtel program, Pack Your Bags and Get Out of Here, Malia Simpson. Malia, I have to say good morning, because we are in Australia, so to speak.
Good morning. Is that the name of our show, Pack Your Bags and Get Out of Here? out of here.
Well, I'm not too sure about that. I might get you to hold it a little closer for me if you could. What is the name of your show?
Eat, Play and Stay.
I have to say, I'm not sure that we're hearing you there at the moment. I'm sorry, Malia. I don't know what has happened to that. Our IT technician's quickly having a look at our equipment there to see just why that's not picking us up. And that'll be why. There we go.
Can you hear me now?
We are professionals, trust us. I have to say, just quickly on that, I jumped on board the bus to have a chat to our crew, and the microphone switches operate differently in Canada. I don't know why. You turn it down to turn it off. No. So that's an Australian microphone. Back to this. Malia from Foxtel. It's called Eat, Play and Stay.
It is.
Tell us a little about that.
Well, it's a travel and lifestyle program, so we go around Australia and the South Pacific and Asia and now Canada and Alaska, lucky us, showcasing hotels and restaurants and tours and broadcasting that to our audience to show them where to holiday.
So you're coming on this entire trip with us?
We certainly are, 3 weeks.
Up to Alaska as well.
Yeah, we're thrilled.
Good grief, I'll have to call you Nutmeg. Apparently whenever there's a junket, you'll be on it. No, I'm sorry.
You can call me whatever you like, Kev.
So, so far, you're experiencing everything we're experiencing, but you're doing some work as well.
That's right.
Tell us about what do you think of this so far? Have you been to Canada before?
I have never been to Canada before, and I'm absolutely loving it. We're only about 4 days in, but it's just been the trip of a lifetime so far. We've been to Victoria, of course, which we loved. Got to do some high tea and visited the Butchart Gardens, which were just phenomenal. And we just got the most beautiful sunny day. It was brilliant.
It was. It was quite warm too. That was a lovely day for the Butchart Gardens. And then the high tea.
Yeah, tea at the Empress.
Everybody ran off and left me. Look at these guilty faces around the room. I was the last to arrive. Not one person. I wonder where
Did you get a scone?
Yes.
Good.
I thought I was in the wrong hotel. High tea? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, there we go.
We can't hear you anymore.
Ah, yes. I thought he was showing me to have a cup of tea. Sign language in radio is just not working. I'm sorry. So Malia, tell me about your background. How did you get into this?
Well, I got a journalism degree, so I've always been interested in the media and journalism. So I did my degree, and then I worked in news and current affairs for a while and just tried to figure out exactly what I wanted to do, TV or radio, producing, presenting. Got sick of that after a while. You know, it was high pressure. It was live TV. It was a show on Channel 7 that I worked at for years. And then I moved into lifestyle, and I absolutely love it. So what could be better than travelling around the world and presenting and bringing that back to our viewers?
So how long have you been doing this?
For 10 years.
This
is our 12th season that's going to air this year. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So Eat, Play and Stay, you're filming us. We're being filmed as we speak. Mm. And when will this go to air?
This will go to air. Well, it's a two-part special, so it's Saturday, August 20th at 5:30 p.m. is part one, and Saturday, August 27th is part two, which will be Alaska and 5:30 p.m. There will be repeats. So.
Is it called On Tour with Kev Calloway?
Absolutely it is. And maybe we might have signature journeys for Hello World as well.
That might be in
there.
Those people, yes, we better mention those people.
I think so. That's why we're here, right?
Malia, thank you so much. Lovely to have you with us. We really do appreciate it.
It's lovely travelling with you.
Malia Simpson and Anthony from Foxtel's Eat, Play and Stay. They are on this tour with us, and we are just having a wonderful time. We'll come back. We'll talk some more about where we're going. We've told you where we've been. We've been to Victoria. We're currently in Vancouver. We actually do leave tomorrow. We are heading for Kamloops, and we'll give you details about that soon. Right here on 2NURFM. Friday morning in Australia, Thursday afternoon here in Canada. We are in Vancouver, British Columbia. It is 4:45 in the afternoon. And joining us this morning, or this afternoon, I am going to get confused as I continue to do this, I'm sure, from Tourism Vancouver, Brianna Praslowski. Hello, Brianna.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming down and joining us today. I see you're rugged up with that nice big coat.
Yes. It's a little chilly out today.
It is chilly out today, but it's not raining because we've been locked away for a little while. Not raining out there when you come in?
Not raining right now, no. So we're lucky with that.
Very, very heavy clouds over the city, but there's no rain, but it is cool. It's about 14, 15 degrees. But it's kind of similar to what we have back home in Australia right now in Newcastle. So you're from Tourism Vancouver, and I was talking earlier to Marlene, who is on our little tour with us. She's our tour guide. And I'm just stunned. The city is just beautiful.
It is. There's so much to see and do with the mountains, the ocean. There's really everything.
It's so crisp and clean, and all of the Canadians are so lovely and polite, especially when I learn we're not American. I guess that's probably... do you think?
I think that might have something to do with it.
We are coming into summer here in Vancouver, so, and your job, of course, is to sell it. So what's happening this summer?
There is lots happening in Vancouver this summer. The America's Masters Games is coming to Vancouver in August. This is something we're really excited about. It's the inaugural America's Masters Games, and we're pretty lucky to be hosting the first one here in Vancouver.
This begs the question, the America's Masters Games are in Canada.
Yes.
How did you do that? That's a coup.
Well,
steal it off them?
North America, I guess. We're talking continent-wise.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't think we stole it from them. Although Vancouver was a good choice because we have a lot of the existing infrastructure from the 2010 Olympic Games that we had here. But basically, it's an Olympics for amateur athletes. Anyone can sign up. You just have to be age 30 years or over.
Oh, I miss out. Never mind.
And there are 24 sports this year in the games. Everything from archery to judo to triathlon. And, we're expecting thousands of participants this
year. So anybody at home in Australia right now, as long as they're over 30, can sign up, come on over and be a part of the game?
Sure. Come on over.
How easy is that? Nice. Look, we had a morning tour this morning all over Vancouver, and we went to Granville Markets.
Oh, lovely.
That was just spectacular. Beautiful place. And, of course, to Stanley Park.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lovely, lovely place. I mean, and Stanley Park's huge, isn't it?
It's massive, 400 acres.
It's bigger than New York's.
It's massive, and the seawall, which goes all the way around the exterior of the park, is about 11 kilometers long, and you can actually ride your bike all the way around it, and there's totem poles and the lighthouse and
squirrels
are there as well, but beautiful sandy beaches as well to stop at.
Now, on the subject of bikes, there are so many here. Really, Vancouver is the Amsterdam of Canada.
Yes, we do pride ourselves on being a green, eco-friendly city. The city of Vancouver is very involved in pushing that eco-conscious, sustainable-minded idea.
And I believe your mayor, is actually closing down certain lanes on roads, car lanes, and making them bike lanes.
We do have a lot of bike lanes. We have an extensive network of bike lanes that go through Vancouver, and this summer, actually, we are launching a bike share program. So coming up in July, they're rolling out a fleet of 1,500 bikes that will be around the downtown area that will be centered at 150 biking stations.
So are they paid for by the city?
Paid for by the bike share program that's launching it. You can get a membership to be able to use the bikes and go from point A to point B, and I think it's a great program. There's already 500 cities that have a bike share program, so it's great that Vancouver is jumping on this train now.
So that's one way to tour the city. Many others?
There are definitely other ways to get around. This summer, we're also seeing a new shareable electric scooter program. So there's going to be 100 bright orange mopeds to zip around the city on, which is pretty fun. I think they cap out around 45 kilometers an hour, so you're not going super fast, but definitely a cool way to get around the city.
And you just mentioned that's the one good thing that Canada, much like Australia, it's kilometers or kilometers per hour.
Yeah.
It's not too unfamiliar for us. Other than stepping off the sidewalk, crikey, Look left, not right.
Oh, right. That could get confusing.
Yeah. Tell me, the Sky Pilot you have talked to me before off air about.
Yes. So this is a cool new tour that Scenic Rush is offering this summer. Basically, Scenic Rush's Sky Pilot experience, you drive up the Sea to Sky corridor, which connects Vancouver to Squamish in their exotic luxury vehicles. So you're driving up in Lamborghinis and Ferraris up to the Sea to Sky gondola, which takes you up the mountain. You have a beautiful view of Howe Sound and the surrounding mountains. You'll then get to go on an aerial tour with Sea to Sky Air, and then finally a Tesla insane mode experience, which
Seriously?
Sounds insane. You go 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in 3.2 seconds. And then you get to cruise home the Sea to Sky in your luxury vehicle.
Wow, that's called the Sky Pilot. How nice is that?
Yeah.
Now, one quick one. You mentioned something about bikes beers?
Boats, bikes, and beers.
Sounds good to us.
Yes. So Deep Cove Kayak is offering a two-hour kayaking tour up Indian Arm. Deep Cove is located in North Vancouver. Following your kayak tour, you get to go on a mountain biking experience through the mountains of North Vancouver, which have world-renowned mountain biking trails, kind of what it's known for over there. And then you finish up your day with beer flights at a local craft brewery called Bridge Brewing.
That'll be hard to take.
So the beer part's pretty nice.
I think the Aussies would like that. Just forget the boats and the bikes bit.
Exactly.
Nice stuff. Brianna Preslowski, she's from Tourism Vancouver. Brianna, thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Lovely to meet you. And we'll look forward to more sights around Vancouver before we leave today. In fact, on Monday morning, we're actually coming to you live from Banff. That's with two Fs. Did you know Banff, I believe, is Scottish? And we'll tell you more about that a little later. But so Monday morning, we'll be coming to you live. This morning, it's actually Thursday afternoon. We are in, I keep forgetting where I am, we are in Vancouver, of course, in the Georgian Court Hotel, downtown Vancouver. By the way, if you'd like to have a look at some of our photos of what we've been doing on our trip, have a look at the Facebook page of Kev Calloway Canada Alaska 2016, putting up some photos there of the things we're doing. And in fact, if you've got some relatives or friends on the trip, contact us and we'll give you all the dirt and goss of what they've been up to. I can tell you now, they've been misbehaving. An unruly mob, but we're having a bit of fun with them as well. We'll talk some more about Canada and Alaska on this trip, by the way, doing it for our sponsors, Hello World. Just a quick one, come July this year, very similar trip to this one happening, but they're including Calgary to take in the Calgary Stampede. I might have to book that one in and come back. Check it out with our sponsors, Hello World. This is 2NURFM 103.7. Good morning, Newcastle and the Hunter, as we come to you from Thursday afternoon in Vancouver, British Columbia. It is Thursday afternoon here, and it's approximately 5:30, I think. I haven't got my Vancouver time, or close to 5:30. I've got a thumbs up from Stacey. Stacey Charla is with us. She's the communications manager from, now have a listen to the name of this, the Capilano Suspension Bridge Park. Stacey, hello.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for coming in. I do have to ask you the question, because the word Capilano means something quite different to us in Australia. We are talking about honey. This, of course, is a park and a suspension bridge. Tell us about the name of this. Is it related in any way?
We've actually been asked this quite a bit, and we found a little bit of research into the story, and there is a relation. There was an Air Force training officer from Australia that came to Vancouver to train some of the Canadian Air Force fellows, and he actually met his wife in Vancouver. And he met his wife and took her to Capilano Suspension Bridge. When they went back to Australia, he was actually one of the owners. Him and his brother owned the Smith Brothers Honey. And they decided that there wasn't a lot of marketing strength in the name. And so he asked, can we name it after my wife? And the other brother said, nope. But then they decided, could we name it after where I took my wife? And that's how they named it Capilano Honey, after the Capilano Suspension Bridge.
So we weren't originals. We stole it from Canada.
Well, I guess so.
Oh, wow. I've got to say, Stacey has brought in a fabulous little brochure of the Suspension Bridge Park, and I've just opened it up and gone, holy dooly.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we can't see this on radio, so
no.
What we do have here, first of all, there is a cliff walk, and I'm going to quickly just describe, that's obviously a sheer cliff face I'm looking at.
It is,
how
yes.
How high is would this cliff be here?
The highest point on cliff walk is about 300 feet, so that would be about 100 meters?
Yes. Okay. Now, around this is a massive walkway,
mm-hmm.
And it actually extends well out from the cliff face.
Yes.
And you're well above the treetops here.
Yes. It's in total length, it's about 225 meters in length. So it goes past farther than the picture you're looking at.
Imagine.
It's a very narrow walkway attached to the granite cliff face, and it takes you out over the Capilano River, which is rushing below, and the flora and fauna of the rainforest. Sure. So it's a really neat experience.
It sure is. Just quickly, what is the Capilano Suspension Bridge Park?
Well, we are located in North Vancouver, which is just about 15 minutes from downtown Vancouver. We are Vancouver's oldest visitor attraction. So we first opened in 1889. So this is our 127th year in business.
Happy birthday.
And yes, thanks. we started with just the bridge, and lately we've installed Treetops Adventure, which is 7 suspension bridges up in the trees. So you get kind of a squirrel's eye view of the rainforest.
Wow, and there's plenty of those here.
Yes, and then Cliff Walk as well. So guests who from Vancouver, it's the perfect stop if you're here for only a short amount of time to see everything that BC is about, British Columbia.
Well, my next page, as I turn your brochure, shows me the suspension bridge, and that's way above the trees, crossing a gorge.
Yeah.
Wow, what is that? This is a walking bridge.
This is the walking bridge. It's 137 meters across and about 70 meters above the Capilano River. It definitely shakes a little bit, but it's very, very strong, and we see close to a million visitors a year that walk across that bridge.
Wow, and you've got six others in similar design to this.
Yes.
Yes, fantastic. What's the best time of year to come and have a look at the park?
I would say the best time of year is kind of now, April, May, or October, because it's a little bit quieter here in Vancouver. Yeah. Once peak season comes and all the kids are out of school, it gets a little bit busier.
Yeah.
But right now is a great time.
It's a very environmentally friendly way to visit the park and see all the forestry.
Yeah, it's a great way to see a West Coast rainforest.
Yeah, how many tourists get taken by bears every year?
Luckily, none.
Oh, gee, in our parks, we have drop bears.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, they're very dangerous Australian bears.
Oh.
Have you ever been?
No, I haven't yet.
Why not?
I know. Working too hard here in Vancouver.
That you are. We're making you work as well. That's fantastic. Stacey, thank you so much for being a part of our show. We really appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. That is Stacey Charles. She's the communications manager of the Capilano Suspension Bridge Park. And now we know the story that our Capilano honey, the name comes from Canada. Very interesting. We are broadcasting live. We are in the boardroom of the Georgian Court Hotel, downtown Vancouver. We're doing it with thanks to our sponsors, Hello World. We'll be back with more fairly soon. Here on 2NURFM. 2NURFM 103.7. Good morning. It's the Kev Kellaway Drive Show. We've kind of shifted hours, although in actual fact the hours are perfect where I am right now as we broadcast to you from the boardroom of the Georgian Court Hotel, downtown Vancouver, because we are on our Canada-Alaska trip thanks to our sponsors, Hello World. One of the loveliest people we have met on this trip, and I'm pleased to say it's not just been a fleeting meeting, because she's actually coming with us and trying to keep us out of trouble, is our tour guide, Marlene. Marlene is back with me now, and we're actually going to have a little chat about Victoria.
Love to talk about it.
Love to talk about Victoria. It's funny, I keep wanting to call Victoria Toronto, because we have a Toronto in Newcastle, or just south of us, Lake Macquarie. I'll talk about that later, actually, I just forgot about that. Victoria, of course, to us is the state of Victoria. But Victoria is the city on the island. Is it called Vancouver Island?
It's
Island
Vancouver, Vancouver Island. It's yes. Vancouver Island.
And the story, I believe, was that Captain George Vancouver actually was part of Captain Cook's fleet. He hit Vancouver Island, didn't know it was an island, thought it was the mainland.
No, he was on the west coast and he spent about a month there.
And he still didn't know it was an island?
No idea.
How the heck did he discover Australia?
No. He completely missed the strait that went in that goes all the way around.
Yeah. Now, you're I'm about to say Toronto again.
No, Victoria. I was born there, yes.
I don't know why I want to keep saying Victoria. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? That was 2 days ago now.
Mm-hmm.
We did go over there and we saw some fabulous places. We have talked about the Butchart Gardens. What about the Fairmont Empress Hotel?
Oh, isn't that an exquisite hotel? It was built by Francis Rattenbury, who originally came from England, and he got the commission to do the Parliament buildings, and then afterwards he got the commission to the Empress Hotel. 1908 it was finished, and it is decorated beautifully in the inside.
Just magnificent. And you're right, I did find that he was the architect behind the Parliament buildings.
Yes, he was.
Yes. And all that sandstone, of course, all was quarried on the island.
Local, that's correct. He did, however, get some Italian marble. He wanted the best of the best for the legislative buildings as well as for the Empress.
Yeah. The actual inner harbour itself, is there an outer harbour? Because it's called the inner harbour. How does that work?
Yeah, you're right. It's like a men's, like saying women's skirt. There's, it's quite obvious. But no, there is no outer harbour.
Oh. Is that a Canadian thing or
oh,
what?
Oh, it must be, yes.
Good grief. So all along Vancouver Island, can you tell me, it's quite a long island. Is it 300 miles?
Yeah, 250 around there.
Yeah, but it's quite narrow, isn't it?
It is. It's 50 miles across.
And now the only way to get there is by sea and by air.
Correct. That's
wow.
Right. Yeah.
So has there ever been talk of putting a bridge
oh,
in there?
Oh, my goodness. Tunnel. A tunnel.
A tunnel.
And they've been talking about it for years, and they keep on putting it off. Too expensive.
I thought the Victorians don't want anybody from the mainland there.
Good point. They do want to keep it isolated. Yeah.
Very much so. Well, it is such a pretty, pretty place. Of course, we are talking about Victoria on Vancouver Island, which is off the mainland opposite the city of Vancouver.
Yes.
They could have come up with another name.
No, we like it.
It's just confusing. And listen, I did get asked earlier about why are Canadians so polite?
We're gracious, we're polite, but did you know, Kev, that when you put a hockey stick in our hand, totally different matter.
Especially if you're playing Americans.
Oh, yeah, big rivalry.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll chat to you
soon. Thank you. My pleasure.
Marlene is one of our tour guides, and she's been doing a wonderful job basically keeping us all out of trouble. And we'll have a little chat a bit more about this tour as we get on, of course, through the morning, or in our case, in the afternoon here in Vancouver. As we come to you live this morning, it's actually this afternoon, as we broadcast from the Georgian Court Hotel. We are in downtown Vancouver. We are on our Canada-Alaska tour, thanks to our sponsors, Hello World. Now, here we are in Vancouver, but tomorrow morning, we are all boarding the Rocky Mountaineer. This is the magnificent train that takes us up through the Rockies, and we're going to Kamloops, where we'll spend tomorrow evening, and then on Saturday, our time, I've got to think of my times here, we will then be going on to Banff. The man who's got one heck of a job, he is the head chef for the Rocky Mountaineer, and I've got him by my side right now. His name is JP. Can I put in some special orders? Is that possible?
Absolutely.
I'll have to think about that. JP, you are the head chef for the Rocky Mountaineer. Tell me, what does that entail?
Well, it's a little bit challenging sometimes to work on a moving platform, as you can imagine. You know, like working on a train is quite different than working in a restaurant or hotel.
It would be much harder to walk out of too if you weren't happy.
Well, it is harder for our guests to walk out. So we have to make sure we do an excellent job. But it's also more difficult. You know, like obviously for when you are working in a galley, you have the vibrations. You know, like
yes.
Working on a moving platform is not for everybody.
Yeah.
But we also have fantastic equipment on board. Kitchens, galleys, we call them. You know,
yes.
They're about 20 feet, so that would be about 6 meters by about 1.8 meters
wide.
Wow,
she's a tight spot. How many staff would you have there?
We'd have about 3 chefs per car.
Three chefs per car,
yes. And then we will do about up to 70 guests.
Wow.
Per car. So in the entire system, I think we have something like closer to about 90 chefs now.
Good grief. That's incredible. And I've just learned the Rocky Mountaineer is not just a train we're taking. I didn't realize that there's more. You have so many more to look after.
That's right.
Where are the other destinations?
Well, you know, we are going to Banff. We're going to Jasper, which are the Canadian Rockies, as you know, like everybody knows, the iconic Rockies. But we're also going, you know, like places like Seattle. And we have another train that leaves from North Vancouver that also goes to Jasper through the Cariboo.
Yep.
The Cariboo Mountains and the Cariboo Plateau in British Columbia. It's absolutely gorgeous.
So what made you think this would be a terrific job? I'm going to be a chef on a train. Was it the view?
Well, you know, like if you look at the office space, my office space is actually quite nice, you know, in comparison to a lot of people's. You know, I mean, it changes all the time. And it's all the fact that you are working with guests that are happy to be on board with us. And that conveys that sense of happiness also to the kitchen. And that's really, really fantastic.
Yeah, fabulous. So what sort of menus will you be preparing?
Well, on board, we again, our mandate is to make sure we use as much as possible local products, local producers. So, you know, we are blessed in BC. I mean, obviously, British Columbia has a huge amount of seafood, and we have beautiful meats and produces from all over the place. So we are using that.
Yeah, we were at the Granville Markets today.
You've had pretty much an experience of what's, you know, we have.
Yes.
And, you know, so we basically create our menus in relation to the product and produce that we have. And, you know, looking at seasonality as well, and we change our menu every year. Mm-hmm. And this year we're pretty excited. We have a brand new menu, which is beautiful and very original. You will see that tomorrow morning at your breakfast.
Excellent, excellent. Now, do you have pastry chefs on board?
We do not have, per se, pastry chefs, but we do all our own pastries on board. Remember, we do like one dessert per day, so we don't really need a chef, per se, but we actually do our own baking on board.
Have you heard of the vanilla slice?
The vanilla slice.
Could you Google that tonight?
I will. I'm excited now. You know what is? Can you give me more information?
You've got a pastry base.
All right.
Right, and then it's filled with custard.
Okay.
So it's a firm custard, not a runny custard. Then it has another piece of pastry on top, and that has icing on top of that.
Oh.
And you make it the size of this boardroom table, and you slice it up. It gets sliced up into little sort of, well, depending how big you are, they're beautiful.
Fantastic. Well, we have to send me a recipe so we can put it on Rocky Mountaineer.
Done. No problem. JP, thank you for coming in. We appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
Lovely to see you here. JP is the head chef for Rocky Mountaineer, and he's going to be looking after us for the next few days as we do that fabulous journey, as we said, up through Kamloops and on to Banff. We'll be back with more as we come to you live from Vancouver, right here on 2NURFM 103.7. Now, we are going to have a chat with a man who I thought was a mountaineer, but apparently he's not. He's actually from Rocky Mountaineer. But what's really interesting is if I say to this man, g'day, how you going? He's going to know exactly what I mean. His name's Steve Farrelly. G'day, Steve.
G'day, Kev. How are you?
Good, mate. Thank you. This is mighty interesting. We've got an Australian working for this fabulous Canadian company called the Rocky Mountaineer. You've got a bit of a story to tell.
I do. So I've just relocated. I've worked for Rocky Mountaineer for 3 years, heading up the sales division in Australia, and we've just recently relocated the family to Vancouver to move towards head office.
Gee, was that a big move? A big plan? What did you think of that?
It's exciting. Vancouver's a beautiful city, so we're really excited to be here, and Rocky Mountaineer is a great company to work for, so really excited about the future opportunities here.
Excellent. So your position is the contact centre manager, which means you deal with the travel agents?
The various travel agents, direct consumers, and also the tour groups as well.
And that mob in Hello World, how are they to deal with?
They're sensational, yeah. We love the Hunter Travel Group down there in Newcastle.
So you look after just Australia or do you other parts?
No, we've got the, here in my current role, we've got the global distribution, the global operations.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big job, mate. Tell us, okay, now, the Rocky Mountaineer, why is this such an iconic trip? People the world over love it. Can you tell me why?
One of the unique things about visiting the Canadian Rockies is I honestly believe that each and every person that visits the Canadian Rockies leaves a little piece of their heart behind. It truly is a remarkable destination to visit in its own right, and I think the Rocky Mountaineer train is one of the best ways to experience the true depth and breadth of everything that the Canadian Rockies has to offer.
Yeah, it certainly looks fabulous. Everything we've ever seen of it on television, on the travel programs and brochures, etc. The train itself looks fantastic because you've got so many different carriages. Just how long is there one specific Rocky Mountaineer train, or it can be added to remove carriages, etc.?
It all depends on how many passengers we have per departure. Per carriage, we have anywhere from kind of 50 to 60 passengers on board each departure, and you are assigned a carriage for the 2 days that you are on board the journey. One of the really unique things about coming on board Rocky Mountaineer, it is a luxury train product, and it's an all-dome fleet. So upstairs is the viewing carriage, with you've got this 360 view, these amazing windows for you to be able to kind of take in and experience everything, all the view and the scenery that the Rockies have. And then downstairs is a fine dining carriage where you'll get served some brilliant a la carte menus.
Yeah, hopefully vanilla slice. Are you Googling that yet? He's not. He's not going to make me vanilla slice.
Oh, he'll have it on the menu next week for sure.
Next week. That's no good to me then. Tell us about now the train itself. As you say, you've got diesel motors pulling this, and you mentioned before 5 or 6 at some times.
Yeah, we can have 5 or 6 locomotives taking our passengers into the mountains, and it all depends on capacity and how many guests that we are taking in. But it's quite unique. We don't only have the passenger carriages that we need to take, but they've all been customised. It's an all-dome fleet. They all have a fully functioning kitchen on board.
Yep.
for not only our chefs to provide the amazing meals to all of our guests, but we also have onboard hosts as well to ensure that you have a very, very smooth and seamless experience on board the train.
Certainly sounds like it. So how many visitors per year? Well, the actual fact, this is seasonal, isn't it, because of the weather?
Yeah, we only do operate for 6 months of the year. We're an all-daylight experience, so we have no sleeper carriages on board. We're an all-daylight experience where you travel through the day, and we put our guests in hotel accommodation each and every night. And the reason for that is we want our guests to be awake and taking in that everything that the Canadian Rockies has to offer. It's a real mix between the amazing scenery, sensational service, both from our onboard hosts that provide commentary as you are traveling through the Rockies, to also the service that's provided by our onboard chefs. The food is one of the things that everyone comes here for the scenery, but people leave talking about the food.
We're noticing clothes are shrinking already.
Yeah, for sure. But one of the really great things about Rocky Mountaineer, it gives you people the ability to connect. So it's a very, very social experience. You'll meet travellers from all around the Western world, and it's a great opportunity to either connect with your fellow traveller or meet someone new.
Fabulous. I'm looking forward to this so much. Steve, thank you for coming in today. Really appreciate that.
No, thanks, Kev, and all the best for the journey.
Thank you. We are looking forward to that. We leave tomorrow morning nice and early. We're going to be on the Rocky Mountaineer, as we said, up to Kamloops, and then on to Banff. It's going to be Saturday our time. Of course, that will be Sunday in Australia. As a matter of fact, we are doing a broadcast again from Banff, Sunday our time, Monday morning in Australia. Are you confused? Because I think I might be, but someone will tell me where I have to go. I'm often told that, but that's okay. We will be back with more of our Canada-Alaska tour for 2016 fairly shortly. By the way, if you'd like to, and we will have some fabulous photos of this Rocky Mountaineer trip, have a look at our Facebook page, Kev Kellaway, Canada-Alaska 2016. Love you to do that. Give us some comments. Give us your questions, whatever you'd like to know, and I'll do my best to get back to you as when I can. Thank you very much. We are on tour in Vancouver right now. This is 2NURFM 103.7. We are Newcastle and the Hunter Valley's 2NURFM 103.7. This is Kev Kellaway live from Vancouver, British Columbia this morning as we continue our Canada-Alaska tour for 2016. It's only been a couple of days in. So far we've been to Victoria on Vancouver Island, and of course right now we are in Vancouver City as such, and we've already had a couple of chats with her, and she's a lovely lady. I'm so pleased she's with us. One of our tour guides is Marlene. Marlene's done this before. So Marlene, where are we going next? I know we've just been talking about going to Kamloops and then on to Banff on the Rocky Mountaineer. What happens after that?
After the Rocky Mountaineer?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to be in Banff, and there's some beautiful places up there. Lake Louise, Moraine Lake. You've never seen anything like it, the color of the water up there. It's just absolutely gorgeous in the lakes.
So many people who've been, such as Todd, who's back in our studio working for us today, it just says it's just breathtakingly beautiful.
It truly is.
And I've seen the pictures, but seeing it in person, I guess, is really something else.
You know what's so amazing is that the actual pictures look so close to what you really see.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It really looks like that. It's amazing.
Okay. So after Lake Louise, where are we here? Because we've got a while here.
Yeah. Well, after Lake Louise, we're going to be going up along the Icefields Parkway, and that is just a truly spectacular highway. It's for about 125 kilometers, and they call it the Switzerland of Canada because we are so high up and the top of the peaks are so close to the highway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So when you say ice fields highway, I'm talking ice roads here.
No, but, you know, there's a good chance this time of year that we may encounter some snow.
Good.
Very exciting. Oh, my gosh.
No.
It's just, and of course you have to try to catch it on your tongue. It's just so much fun. It's just beautiful.
Is that right? No, Queensland boy, I've not seen snow.
Yeah.
Actually, I've been trying to teach Marlene to because we've got State of Origin coming up, of course, June 1. And I've been trying to get Marlene to sort of stir the pot for me. She fell into my first trap.
Oh, and I have no idea what it is.
Yes, Marlene to the entire bus crew has gone, go Queensland. Got booed.
I really did. Yeah. Well, you know, it's fun because I really am learning some of the culture and things not to say. But anyways,
we told you wouldn't forget us in a hurry.
No,
that's for sure. Whistler, then we end up. So we go to Whistler.
Well, so after the Icefield Parkway, we are going to end up in Jasper, and then we go down the Yellowhead Highway, and then we go through long stretches of beautiful, beautiful mountain scenery and forest. And then we end up Sun Peaks, and then, yes, we end up in Whistler.
Back to Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah.
Fabulous stuff. Thank you so much for being a part of our show today, and thank you for being on our tour. It's been just a pleasure to meet
you. Oh, likewise.
We'll be seeing a lot more of you before this show's over.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks, Marlene. Just wonderful stuff. Marlene, one of our tour guides who's been working with us and doing such a fabulous job. Thank you so much for that. Live from the Georgian Court Hotel, downtown Vancouver, this is Kev Kellaway on our Canada-Alaska tour for 2016 here on 2NURFM 103.7. Today's weather looking very nice, plenty of sunshine coming our way. The weekend's going to be fine. The start of next week looking pretty good too. Might see a couple of showers around Tuesday or so. In fact, next Monday morning we'll be coming to you live from the city of Banff as we continue our tour. That, in fact, will be Sunday afternoon to us, but Monday morning in Australia. We'll catch you then. Thank you for tuning in as we continue our Canada-Alaska tour for our sponsors, Hello World, here on 2NURFM.